friends.
This is going to be a good one. I'm glad I did this. So what? How has your relationship changed throughout this couple year process?
I mean, it's deepened. It's gotten sillier. Yeah. It's gotten more fun.
Right. I would agree.
Much closer.
Yep.
Definitely.
Yep.
As much as we loved each other already.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So you were already close before this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And obviously when things are like intense and there's a lot of just stuff that happens around the Capitol, you know who your safe places are. You know where, you know, girlfriends, you can who's got your back. You know those things.
Yeah.
In the midst of this, it's like, I know with these women, I can say, I went to sleep tired and I woke up tired. Yeah. And I don't have to explain or translate what it is that means at the end of the day.
I loved it the day after we introduced the bill, or when we were first back down from here, for example. I'm calling her because it's like, okay, I just need to debrief. Like, what were you getting yesterday? What was I getting? And she's like, well, I'm going to put you on speaker and bring you into Jahan, too. Because they're roommates. So it's like you can start getting the gab session. And this was like before you guys were even like, out of your bed, probably.
No.
So it's been really nice.
But it's also like, you know, you two talk about the challenge. Like, we do. We'll be in the meeting talking about an issue related to the bill, and then be like, hey, how's
Cameron?
What's going on with Cam? What's going
on with Josh?
And we just sort of move seamlessly in and out of, you know, this
hardcore negotiations
deep,
and gossip.
Right.
Or
and then like girlfriend check-in time, like, are you all here? What's going on at home? You know, and it's that has been really.
It's a lot. This is a lot to what we do down here, and the travel it takes to do, and the time that we're away from our families means that when you come to this body, I think that's the thing that most people miss. You create a family.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you have to have safe spaces, and you have to have, you know, folks who can look at you on site and know that you either need a hug or a high five or a just, hey, what's going on kind of thing. And when you get to work on an issue like this in depth like that, then all that does is deepen it.
This is an annoying question as I was putting it together, because I was like, I would never ask a man this. But you guys are legislators, so you're away from your family. But throughout this process, I know it was long and you were doing forums across the state. How did your family adjust without the, you know, the superpower matriarch missing?
Oh, we do that from afar. You think people, they call me and ask me where their sweaters are when I'm in Springfield.
Yep.
And I have to say, I'm 300 miles away from you. You need to be able to find your sweater. But it is, we still manage a lot.
So here's one of mine on it that was really tough. Like, I was literally driving to one of the town halls on cannabis when I got a call from my oldest son, who has just recently becoming more forthright and open about the fact that he's trans femme, or they're trans femme. Excuse me, I'm still making sure I'm really comfortable with all the language as they're going through this process. And part of my discussions with him about their experience with this was they'd have a long-term girlfriend, and how is she going to handle this? And they thought that they were going to stay together for life, and she broke up with him the night before, and while they're calling me on my way to the town hall, I talked with them the entire way, texted my husband, we have got to go to New York, my oldest lives in New York. Luckily, he handled all the arrangements so that by the time I'm done with the town hall, we've got our plane tickets, I go home, throw together a suitcase, and can get out there. But that only works because, and then when I couldn't cover the next one, Kelly could cover it for me, because I had to, you know, it's just, that's what you do. And it really does get really challenging, but we all have to do that.
Yeah.
We've all had our issues. Every single one of us had something really significant happen with some of our kids during the course of this.
Is there a better understanding because you're all women, you're all
100%.
And it's that whole, you're going to tell the caucus story, aren't you?
Nope.
Oh, I thought you were gonna
that's a good one. No, you can tell it. I was just going to say, we were like going through the first, like, that secret confidential draft, and we were talking about it, and Candace was waiting on you to go to dinner, and we were talking, I'm like, Kelly, go.
Yeah.
And Kelly's like, no, we can. I'm like, no, Kelly, you don't have any time outside of this.
She was so hesitant. She was like, no, if there's more questions, I can stay on the phone.
Yeah.
I can stay on the phone. And John and I immediately were like,
No, go to
because you need to go to dinner. You need to stop for a minute.
I mean, I've spent most of this part of my career as a single parent. My spouse just moved in to the point where we live together full time. We were in two cities. My son has spent
lives in our basement. We adore him.
Like, I mean, he has a great relationship. Yeah, he loves going and hanging with Leo. You know, he thinks it's the best thing
and
ever.
And now Candace is there, though. My husband is like, when do I get Josh time? Oh.
So that's one piece of it where it's like, you know, this is what family does for each other.
Yeah.
I want to touch on just really quickly some of the things that have come out since we've seen some language. Specifically, Speaker Madigan, he said that it may be hard to get the minorities on board. I was wondering if you had any idea what he meant. Did he mean the Republicans?
That would be a way to look at it.
I think that what he was illustrating was that this was a process where folks were collaborating, and now it's open to the public and to the minority caucus, and they have issues, they've brought up concerns, and so we'll have to hear them out and we'll move on.
Marty Moylan, one of his big messages is don't let this get in the hands of our kids, our grandkids. You're all mothers.
Yeah.
How do you approach
that? We couldn't agree more, which is why we need to legalize. We're doing this. Yes. this is states that have legalized, see youth use drop. If you do it right, you actually keep it out of the hands of youth. The guy on the corner isn't carding. A dispensary is going to card you multiple times. He's just wrong.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'll say a little slight difference for me is that I had been trying to be polite in responding, and I'm getting tired of being polite when you keep saying things that have no data or facts or signs to back it up. And I don't understand anyone that comes from the premise of we need to keep this out of the hands of our kids, who's blind to the fact that it's in the hands of our kids right now.
Right now.
And the only way to get to that is to put the government in the middle of it. He's actually said quite a few things that are not borne out by any factual information that come from all kinds of propaganda. And I would really like to, have him join us in 2019. Every public health issue or concern that people have had is what brings me to why we need to legalize. Every criminal justice concern that people have is what brings me to why we need to legalize. If you say that you're worried about children getting access to this, then we need to stop having it in parks across the state where literally people who get not a single care about the health and safety of my kid. Yeah, we're all moms. And what moms know is that sometimes good regulations, like when you gotta regulate what people do and regulate how they do it, good regulations are things that keep communities safe. It's hurtful to be talked about as though we don't care about the safety of our kids. It is hurtful.
Or minority communities.
Or minority communities. That is the entire reason I'm here, is because of what I care about the most.
Who's gonna run for governor?